Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it is the Fan Morning Show. Pre-show, how you doing? I'm Chris Mack. Colin Dunlap off today. Out sick. Got a tummy bug. He'll be back tomorrow. Good as new, hopefully. Jim Colony is around. I asked him if he was going to be in for the pre-show. Because when somebody calls off sick, something like this happens, it throws Jim's whole routine off. So he'll be in at some point between now and 10 a.m. Besides the updates. We'll talk to Jim later. Producer Matt is here. You heard him for the last 40 minutes. Nice job as always, Producer Matt. Holding down early morning show. It was a fun day yesterday. I don't know how to best sum it up. But well, you know what I'll do? I'll do the old Ron Cook chronological retelling of what happened.
Oh, the okay. Box score of your day.
The box score of the game summary, yes. As it were. Okay. So it started before work yesterday. Driving in, and my car, I have an old beater of a car. Like, I've had the thing for, it's older than our kids. It's this old Hyundai Elantra. But it's an old standby, right? Like, it's gotten me back and forth everywhere I needed to go, point A, point B, for the last 10 years or so. Had this car forever. And look, once you pay, here's a lesson learned. Once you pay off a car and you don't have a car payment on it anymore, it's really hard to go back to the world of car payments. And both of our cars are paid off. My wife usually drives like this Kia Sorento. It's not nearly as old as my old beater of a Hyundai Elantra. So we support fine Korean machinery, I guess, in our household. So I'm driving the old beater, the old gray squirrel, as I call it, down 51 yesterday morning on the way to work. And I'm coming up, taking that ramp from 51 onto the Parkway West to come up Green Tree Hill. And I get behind a salt truck. Okay, it was a little slippy yesterday, so the salt trucks were out treating the roads. No big deal, but you got to slow down. You kind of putter along behind the salt truck, and then as I'm getting ready to pull out around the salt truck, as we both merge onto the Parkway West going up Green Tree Hill, I kind of step on the gas, and I notice the car like do this lurch thing, and all of a sudden, the lights on the dash start flickering and going dim. All kinds of strange, like the car's possessed, Jim. It's not good. It's bad things. And I kind of putter into work at like 45 miles an hour coming up Green Tree Hill. Get into Foster Plaza, pull into the parking spot. And I'm like, oh boy, this is bad news. Whatever just happened is bad news. So I turn the car off, gather my things. I'm like, it seems electrical. Let's try to turn the car over again, see if it restarts. Wouldn't start. Click, 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 click. I'm like, okay.
Alternator.
My first thought is, I just got a new battery last year. I don't need that. Something's probably wrong with the alternator. I'm going to have to call AAA after the show. So that's what I did. I set up a service call to get here around 10 a.m. I go outside. I'm like, you know what? Just for giggles, let's try to start the car, see if it turns over. Car starts fine. No problem. Call AAA. Say, hey, call off the dogs. I'm going to be able to get home. No problem.
I would have wanted the AAA dude to show up.
Well, we'll get to that part of the story,
Somebody
Jim.
That knows more than you do about cars.
which is just about anybody. Yeah. So I get about halfway home, sitting at that big intersection, 51 and 88. And
the worst possible place.
The car starts doing freaky things again, acting possessed, lights flickering. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. Light turns green. I step on the gas. Once again, everything's fine.
Oh, okay.
Everything back to normal.
I thought you were going to be that guy on McAtee's traffic report.
Disabled vehicle in the left lane. 51 South.
The worst possible intersection.
No. So I'm like, okay, I can get home at this point. All right. Everything seems back to normal. I stop at the eye doctor because I got to pick up a prescription for contacts. Here we go again. Thing dies. So now at this point, I'm like, all right, I'm not messing around anymore. I'm calling AAA. Called AAA. The guy comes out, looks at the battery, hooks up the little computer thingy to the battery, prints out a little piece of paper, holds it up in front of me like I'm supposed to know how to read it, and just looks at me, and I'm like, okay, what's the damage? Oh, your alternator's done. See that right there, that number? That means it's not charging the battery. Okay, all right. So, now keep in mind, this is not a tow truck they sent out. It's just a battery truck. It's literally just a truck filled with car batteries so they can charge people's cars and get them on their way. So I decide if I can get this car to turn over one more time, I can literally coast down the hill to the garage that we use, which is down on 51 in Pleasant Hills, which is exactly what happened. I coast into the parking lot of this garage, tempting the fates of oncoming traffic on Route 51 in Pleasant Hills.
Oh, you had to take a left?
Yes, I had to make the left and coast into the parking lot. And the car literally dies right in the garage, right in the parking lot of the garage.
That's good timing, actually.
Where it now sits. Luckily, there's a Permane's right across 51 from there, so I walked over there and had a sandwich and waited for someone to come pick me up and take me home.
Okay.
So the car is currently sitting in the exact same spot it died in yesterday morning, waiting for the final verdict on the alternator and how much it may or may not cost. So, to our good friends, as my son walked around the house singing yesterday once again at the Power Buzzer, I may be making you a call to you very soon.
Well, I mean, look, you're big time now.
I'm not, though. Here's the thing. I'm not, Jim. I'm not big time.
It's a fan morning show with Colin and Chris. I mean, you should have a car deal.
No, here's the deal. It doesn't matter whether I'm quote-unquote big time or not. My wife, who's the much more sensible half of this union, is very much, like me, enamored with the idea of not having car payments. Because once you realize the savings of just socking that money away...
Yeah.
You're like, do I really want a car payment?
Well, you can't. I mean, we've been there.
Right.
The same thing happened.
Right. So you pay the car off, and it's like, man, do I really want a car payment again? So she's very sensibly looking for an affordable option. Where I'm like, no, I want that. I want that. I want that. She's like, no. Listen. Look at this one. So she's searching for cars online yesterday on the Bowser website. You know what she shows me, Jim?
Rhetoric? They're not around anymore, I don't think.
No. She shows me a cruise.
Nice.
She wants me to join the legion of those behind the wheels of the cruise missile.
Which is no longer manufactured, by the way. But
at least not in Youngstown, anyway.
I don't know if they're still making them anywhere.
I think they do, because she found like a 2018 or 2019 cruise.
Okay.
Well. On the Bowser website. She's like, look at this one! That's very sensible. I don't want to be sensible. I want to have some fun.
Here's what you do.
I've been driving an old beater for 10 years.
Here's what you do. You walk out of the studio, you take a right.
Mm-hmm.
You go down the hallway, take a left.
Yeah.
You go down the hallway, take another left.
Okay.
And then find one of our friendly account executives and say, I need a car.
I need a car. That's what I'm going to do. I think at like 9:30, once they're all in the building, I'm just going to walk back onto the other side of the building. While they're all at their desks milling around, and I'm just going to stand there and go, hey, everyone, I need a car. And one of them will come, they'll all come scurrying out.
Yeah, it worked for me.
Did it?
No.
Oh.
But again, it's the Fan Morning Show with Colin and Chris. So you can, in all seriousness, I mean, I'm kind of kidding about that.
No, you're not.
But what you do is that, Mueller's got a car endorsement.
That's right, he does. I actually texted him yesterday too for the number of his guy, Mike Engel, out at Shorkey.
So yeah,
we'll figure it out.
He's already getting a vehicle from them,
right? So
there's got to be something out.
Wouldn't
there.
They rather have this Chris than that Chris?
Well, you want somebody in the morning.
Right. It's morning drive time, people.
Now, I will say this about, man, I should, and there's no wood to knock on in this studio.
No.
Because if I start talking about how, you know, and we're in a situation, actually what we decided to do was we had no car payments either. And finally, I had a Cobalt, you know, crapped out, actually quite a while ago now.
Yeah.
And so I've had the Cruise probably going on 7 years. So we haven't had a car payment on that for about a year and a half. And it's working very well. It crossed over the 100,000 mile threshold.
Yeah.
I documented that on social media.
Yes, you did.
And somebody wondered how I went from 99999, you know, to 100,000. And then you could also see the mileage on the thing.
Yeah.
How it had gone the gas gauge or remaining mileage went down by like 9 miles that was left in the gas tank when
really?
I only went 1 mile. So they're wondering what kind of mileage
your fuel
I get.
Efficiency took a hit at 100,000.
I guess
miles.
It did. I don't trust that thing as far as I can throw it.
Yeah.
But anyway, and so we lease Linda's car because she doesn't drive anywhere.
Just working back, right?
Yeah, and typically, and even puttering around the neighborhood, she rarely puts more than 20 miles on the car a
right.
day. And then every once in a while, we'll take we went over to the ocean. So, you know, there's 1,000 miles
over
here,
to the ocean.
And, you know, another 1,500 going to New England.
Right.
But we're into North Carolina. But still, it's way under the 1,000.
Nowhere near the mileage
mile
limit.
Threshold.
Yeah.
We're way under.
Yeah.
And so it that's pretty cost effective.
But your reviews on the Cruise missile are strong.
Yeah, I got a good one, I think.
Okay.
And I've, you know, there've been a few things here and there, but
cuz I'll probably end up, you know, caving and doing the responsible thing. Going the responsible route, and the Cruise is, you know, good fuel efficiency, all that kind of stuff, you know, good, just a good fine piece of machinery.
I want something that has a radio and is reliable.
Yeah.
And that's it. The one thing I will say, though, and you're not anywhere near this, you're 20 years away from this. I do find, however, sometimes it is getting increasingly difficult to get in and out of the car because it's pretty low.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Do we need it? We need, Jim, you should have like a big ass kicker of a truck.
I know.
With like running boards on it. Like those running boards that come down now. Have you seen those?
Oh, like the Chevy Silverado, the thing in the back where it lowers.
Yes. Right, but they have ones that'll come out on the side too.
Yeah, I don't need a truck though. I'm not a truck guy.
Yeah,
I'm
but
really
you know
not.
What? You could be a truck guy.
Mm, no.
No?
No, not really. No, just a...
What's the ideal Jim Colony vehicle at this point then?
Oh, I don't know.
Sports car?
No.
No.
No, I'm not the midlife has
no,
come
no,
and
you
gone.
Don't do that.
Midlife has come and gone. No, just a, you know, I just a crossover is fine by me. It's like Linda, we have a Honda.
Okay.
That's our lease vehicle and then
that works for you?
Yeah. That's fine. It's it's good in all weather conditions. Maybe something a little bit bigger would be cool.
Yeah. See? You're Jim Colony, damn it.
Nah.
You should.
That's,
you
that's
should.
The problem.
No, that's not a problem. That should have some sort of influence on.
Yeah, that influencer thing didn't last very long.
major personality
frowned upon by a few people. I'm fine. I just like I said. I just want to. I don't need anybody to say, "Whoa, look at what he's driving."
I've
seen some people that. I think that's kind of what they do.
Yes.
And nobody that works here. But I have seen a couple other people that I'm going like, oh, okay. Like, you really need to be driving that thing.
Like the Steelers players parking lot?
Oh, no. No, they can drive whatever they want. The weird thing about it.
Flex's F750.
I've done some research on this. Sometimes it's funny where, you know, you would figure, and I'm sure, and I don't even know who drives what. I would imagine that Ramon and DeCastro and Al and all those guys drive these huge trucks. But every once in a while, you'll see like a big dude that has like a BMW, like, you know, like a
big
a
guy, tiny car.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. You would think like the receivers would have, like, I think James Washington probably has like a truck, you know, because he's a little more outdoorsy. He's like a real farm guy.
Yeah.
You know, Jordy Mercer, our good friend, well, he has a big truck. Yeah, they have a ranch. They have a sprawling ranch in Oklahoma. I mean, it's huge. And I think it gets bigger all the time every time he gets a new contract. But James Washington is like a regular old farmer.
Yeah, he's down to earth, like you.
In Oklahoma. I'm not a farmer.
No, you're not a farmer. I mean,
no, but you
like
need to get in there.
Earth.
Forget about me. This is about you. You need to get in there and get a car. I mean, come on, people. Chris needs a car.
Yeah, there's people telling me about random car dealerships along the side of 51. We'll figure it out.
We know, believe me, we work at a radio station. We are familiar with a lot of car people.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard the ads.
I've never heard any.
No?
No. Ray Fittipaldo at 8 o'clock, Jason Mackey at 9 o'clock. We talk Pitt hoops as they got another big win last night. We talk the Pens as everybody's hurt once again. And we talk Steelers as they prepare for the Arizona Cardinals. A lot to get to today here on the Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.